Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Dean's back, and SNL is coming back, too. Morning, Dean.
Yeah, the SNL where I was in New York the past couple of days. I was at the North American premiere of the new Bradley Cooper movie, Maestro, which he not only directs the movie, but he stars as Leonard Bernstein. And it is, without a doubt, the best movie that I've seen this year. Maybe one of the best that I've seen in a long, long, long time.
Hmm.
I'll tell you much more about it. It's phenomenal. But SNL has announced their return date after the writer's strike. It's going to be October the 14th. So that means it's a week from this coming Saturday. Pete Davidson is going to be the guest host, former cast member of the show. Ice Spice will be the musical guest for the show. The writer's strike means that the writers are back and working again, but the actor's strike is still going on. Negotiations still going on. They have talks scheduled for tomorrow, but SNL has a special waiver which allows the performers on that show to go on, proceed, perform, etc. So things are getting back to normal. Nice to have the late night shows. So you're probably not up late enough to see them, and I only just record them because I was curious to see what they were going to do, and they, you know, got back in action again.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels more normal.
Yeah, like everybody else, I don't watch the shows, but I see the clips on YouTube.
How are you young kids and your clips?
You've been reporting in the past on Kevin Spacey's legal troubles, but now he's got some health issues, doesn't he?
Yeah, he was at a film festival in Uzbekistan. I didn't even know they had a film festival in Uzbekistan.
Yeah, I think it's run by Borat, isn't it?
Very nice. It's a very nice film festival. Kevin Spacey was there, and all of a sudden his left arm goes completely numb. So they rushed him to the hospital because they were concerned that he was having a heart attack. And turns out that he was okay. They never did announce what caused the numbness in his left arm, but they did proclaim that his heart was fine. And he went back to the film festival, appeared on stage for a film on which he appears. But he made a statement later saying he was grateful that it turned out not to be anything serious.
Meanwhile, even though he's in his 80s now, Frankie Valli is still working, isn't he?
You know what? This is amazing. Frankie Valli is not only in his 80s, he is months away from turning 90 years old.
Wow.
And he announced that he is going back out on tour again. he said this tour, which will begin in a couple of weeks and go for a year, will be his final tour. Said he's finally going to hang it up when he turns 90 years old. Many of the stops on this tour will be at the Westgate Casino and Resort in Las Vegas, but he'll be all over the country. And included in this tour will be a stop at the Rosemont Theater October 12th, not of this year, but October 12th of 2024. So it'll be one last chance to see one of the original Jersey Boys, the musical that's based on his life and his career, which now, I checked this morning, is the 12th longest running show in Broadway history and has been seen by over 30 million people going to see the great songs, the great choreography. It's such a good show.
It started all the jukebox musicals, didn't it?
Well, pretty much, yeah. I think Mamma Mia might have been the first one that I remember, but it was definitely one of the first, that's for sure.
Want to hear a little of the music?
Oh, I'd love to. A little Frankie?
Yeah, before we go to a break. You know, when he was in Chicago not too long ago doing a show, he sounded so good that people in the audience were saying, was he lip-syncing?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if he was or not.
There's a lot of talk about that, but I don't think he was. I think it was an honest performance. I've looked at a lot of videos of him recently within the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like he's lip-syncing to me. Now, he doesn't you know, hit the high notes the way that he used to hit the high notes.
Well, the guy's 90.
He's 90 years old. You know, and a lot of the times when it comes to those high notes, you know how the performers stick the microphone toward the audience so the audience can sing it?
Right.
He does a lot of that. I will say that. But, you know, for 90 years old, and he's got that fantastic, very, very unique voice that is still sounding good.
So yeah, he's still in shape.
When Bob and I are 90 years old and still doing this segment every day, somebody say something nice about us.
I already, whenever I do like the weather, I hand the microphone over to audience members to help me. All you have to say is more legal troubles for Harvey, and everybody knows who you're talking about,
well,
right,
man,
Dean?
Just when we thought you know, this story was finally going to go away, another allegation of sexual abuse comes out against a former movie mogul, Harvey Weinstein. This time it's actress Julia Ormond, who is saying that Weinstein assaulted her in the 1990s. Ormond filed a lawsuit not only against Weinstein himself, but against her own talent agency, the Merrimack Studios, and the Walt Disney Company. She said the attack took place in 1995. Weinstein hurt her career, held her back after she turned down his sexual advances. She's suing the studio, the Merrimack Studio, and Disney because she claims that they did nothing to prevent the negligence, even though they knew what was going on, and also her own agents, saying that they knew that Weinstein had attacked other women and did nothing to stop him nor help her. Now, the agency is saying that the claims are baseless. Weinstein's attorney is denying all the allegations. Weinstein is currently in prison, who is convicted of rape in two other states right now.
I'm reading some very good things about what sadly is Bill Friedkin's final movie.
Yeah, well, that's going to be released shortly, the final movie. But Friedkin influence will be injected heavily this weekend into the weekend box office because another sequel to The Exorcist is coming out. I saw it yesterday. I'll tell you much more about it yesterday. But, you know, in my opinion, the original Exorcist, by the way, 50 years old, by the way, that movie, I can't believe it, is still one of the most disturbing movies of all time, still one of the scariest movies of all time. And now they are releasing The Exorcist Believer that stars Leslie Odom Jr. In this film. Two little girls this time get possessed by the devil, and you know, they're trying to save the little girls from Satan's clutches. As I say, I'll tell you much more about it tomorrow, but I thought it was worth going back to a visit that we had here at WGN-TV by the great William Friedkin, now the late great William Friedkin. He passed away a couple of months ago, talking about his classic movie that will never be topped.
Did you have any idea the impact The Exorcist was going to have when it came out?
No.
Still today, people still consider it the most disturbing, the scariest film that's ever been made.
Good. That's why they pay to get in. You know, The Exorcist is a great story about the mystery of faith. It's based on an actual case that took place in 1949 in Silver Spring, Maryland. It wasn't disturbing to me, Dean. It was interesting. Was fascinating.
Yeah.
And I never thought of it as a horror film.
The stories that you tell about Mercedes McCambridge, who did the voice, and the method acting that she went through in order to create what she went through, are disturbing in themselves, but also kind of amusing.
Well, she sat in a chair like this to record the demon voice. She asked me to tie her hands behind her back, and she actually sat squat-legged on a chair like this. And she would go into the most outrageous paroxysms and tortured herself to produce that demon voice.
Yeah, you know what? This new movie, I will tell you this right now. Ellen Burstyn, who starred as the mom in the original movie, is 90 years old, and she is also in this new sequel, Exorcist Believer, that hits theaters tomorrow. But there are lots of references to the original movie. If you're a fan of that original movie, there are a lot of, I guess they would be called Easter eggs these days, where they put in little treats for people, you know, who remember the original movie. They've inserted into this latest effort as well. Still disturbing. I was watching some clips of the original movie this morning. I was like, yeah, I've watched enough clips of this. It's creeping me out.
When you go on WGN-TV and talk about that, make your head spin around completely.
I did bring in some split pea soup this morning.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.